about a topic that probably a lot of you who are just starting out would find incredible value in. We're talking about building your book behind the chair as a newbie in this day and age and how hard it can be. We have Peyton Wargo with us.
Hi. Yes, welcome.
Welcome, Peyton.
Thank you so much for being here, dude.
No problem. My pleasure.
Leash, quickly from your, give us a breakdown of why Peyton is with us. When we talked about this topic, why was Peyton
on your radar? Yeah, so she's accountable for building her business. Like, she knows what she needs to do it. And she's also very consistent regardless of what's going on. So it's like, I feel like a lot of times with these newer stylists, they get so discouraged when they don't see results from posting on social media or talking about rebooks and things like that. Whereas she's down to do it regardless of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think that served you pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
For sure.
She's also only been with us for almost 3 years?
2.5, yeah.
Yeah. So 3 years and she's almost going to be a level 4 stylist. I'm going to sprinkle that out there for the world to manifest.
Yes.
I mean, that's
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So Peyton, did you come to us right out of hair school?
No, I used to work at a salon in Old City, but it just did not. It really didn't end well, to be honest. Got I was there for 6 months and I mean, I think it's always a learning curve. You don't really know how to be an assistant. I started while I was finishing beauty school. And then once I was full time there, I feel it definitely was a learning curve, even though I don't know, you work in a salon and you want to have fun and you're everybody's so nice and you're doing fun things. But yeah, so it ended, you know, here we are though. But
were you living in the city at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I lived in the city from beauty school, and then we moved to Maniac in August. And then I was in Maniac when I started here.
Okay.
So I used to literally take the train for 2 hours every morning before my shifts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to make it work no matter what.
Let's go back to the initial encounter for you and I was when you interviewed at Newtown Square.
Yeah.
You went to college,
mm-hmm.
right? So talk to us about that portion of, how that went for you and then what encouraged you to get into the beauty industry.
Yeah. So I went to school in Pittsburgh and I studied accounting. I was there for all 4 years. I know a lot of times people don't make it, but I was the first one in my family to graduate from college, so I always felt that was important. I was you know what, I just gotta stick it through. I should have known, I always say this, I should have known when I hated every internship I did that I really wasn't gonna being an accountant, but I was oh my god, let me try nonprofit, let me try this, let me do this instead. And I got out of college, what I thought was going to be my dream job. And turns out I really hated sitting behind a desk every day. And once we started working from home, oh my God, it was so bad. I'm just not intrinsically motivated like that. I would work from my bed and it was just not sustainable at all. So I've spent one day, I was in the midst of the winter scaries and I was I gotta do something different, I can't keep doing this. And I fell down this rabbit hole of YouTube and just figuring out my options. My other option was that I was gonna go to law school and yes. I had purchased the LSAT prep book. I was planning to enter, look into law schools and stuff. And then I was my biggest pet peeve was being in corporate was I always felt everybody's quirky little sister. They'd be you're so silly. And I'd be I really wasn't. I'm not trying to be silly. I'd have to ask people oh, I think something's wrong with this account. And they'd be yeah, but let me go through 5 other people before we take you seriously.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's rough.
And so I just didn't love it. And then I found this girl on YouTube. Her name is Sam. And she's from around here, weirdly. And she went back to hair school after graduating from Temple. And I was you know what? I could do that. I could do that. And so I still have my notebook from when I planned everything out because the hardest part was I had bills to pay. Yeah. Like, I had rent, I had my student loans, I had all of it. And I started beauty school in May of that year, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. It's such an inspiring story. What you said about, like, wanting to finish school, I feel like that's, like, one of your best qualities. And I feel like it's a good quality for people that are just starting out in the industry. Like, they're so quick to be like, oh, this is hard. Like, never mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, where you were, like, so persistent, like, I need to finish this. And I think that's why you're so good at what you do now.
I also think it's so admirable. Like, I just got done telling one of my friends, like, I'm a big believer, if you're not happy in a situation, don't stay. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, a job. So I think that's awesome that you recognized that early on and you made a move.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And it was early enough that you could, I mean, look at how fast you've gone through our program. And now you're, you know, building this business behind the chair, and it's like super successful. So I just think you caught it at the right time. And I know in my experience, I'm 37 years old. I feel like I have so many friends that constantly are like, I hate what I do. I shouldn't have did this. I should be in a different industry. And for them, they feel like it's too late. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's never too late. Do whatever you have to do. And there's always an option. That's my belief. But mm-hmm. I feel that you really kind of took the bull by the horns, like, early on, and it served you really well. I also think that your education and what you have in your background is mm-hmm. probably utilized every single day.
100%.
How did your parents react?
My mom is funny because, like, she really, like, never cared, like, through high school. She'd be like, you know, do you, like, I always say my mom, like, reverse psychology'd me and be like, you can do whatever you want. Like, she wanted me to take AP art in high school. Like, she was like, you could go to art school, you could do whatever. And, like, my mom raised all four of us by herself, so, like, I never really felt like there was any limitations unless I, like, put them on myself. Aww. Because yeah. I was like, I just want, I feel like it's like what everybody thinks. So you want to do better, you know? Aww. So that's kind of like how I ended up in college. And choosing my major, I was like, what's the most normal thing someone can do?
Yeah.
I'm laughing. I'm smirking right now because I'm noticing Peyton has this bracelet on with these charms and some words. And it literally says, fuck it. And I'm like, I feel like that's probably your mantra at this point. Like, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. I love
figure
it.
Figure it out.
Yeah. I like it. Well, shout out to your mom.
But the funny part is, she, like, I was like, I think I'm going to go to beauty school. She was like, why would you do this? I was like, mom, you literally don't care. Like, if she listens, she's going to be like, no, I never said that. But she did. Aww. She did.
Wow.
But now she gets her hair done. So, like,
She's winning.
She won.
So I can remember the initial interview that you and I had, and I can remember it vividly. And the most significant part of it was when...
Because you were 9 months pregnant.
I was 9 months pregnant, was I?
I remember the phone call. You were like, dude, like, this girl's obsessed. Awesome. Like, and I was like, oh, man. And it felt like you got broken up with because she...
I was so upset. I was devastated when you turned the job down.
I know.
Let's just say that. Peyton turned the job down.
I had to talk her off the ledge for, like,
I didn't have a car.
She was going to med school at that point.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No.
She had a change of heart.
We sat down. We chatted. We vibed. You know, I definitely connected with you. I'm like, oh, this girl's gonna be a rock star. I know it. And, like, I just felt so deeply that you were gonna do incredible things in this industry. Like, I just knew it. I knew it. So when I then, you know, the next day, I'm like, I offer you the job. And the response was basically, what was it that
I don't know if I've ever said, like, I cried for, like, 3 days. Because
it
never
makes me feel so much better.
I was, like, so dead set on it. And, like, my boyfriend was like, how are you gonna get there? You can't Uber to work every day, like, to Newtown Square from Manion.
She,
like,
thought you were bullshitting. Like,
no, I literally, no.
I was like, she doesn't like us. It was me. Something I said. I don't know what it was, but I definitely dropped the ball here. This is terrible.
No, I was devastated. Yeah. And then, like, I don't know. I was, like, looking at other options, and I was like, man, like, none of this feels right. And I brought it up. I, like, brought it up to Mike. I, like, had, like, a planner. I was like, here's the deal. I was like, if I can get a job in Wayne, I can take the train to Temple and then wait at Temple for the train to Wayne. He was like, okay. So.
Wow. I didn't realize that's how committed you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love this. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Well, we're so happy to have you.
Thanks.
Obviously, that email that came back, that, like, as sad as I was, I got the reverse effect when I was like, hey, I was like, oh,
She's back.
I'm like, hey, so remember me?
Yeah. Couldn't forget you.
How long after did that email come in?
What was it? Probably about a month. A
couple weeks, yeah.
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 Talk to us about, like, your mindset shift from, so you were a personal apprentice for a while, and then you went through our apprentice program. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the mind shift that occurred, like, when you got the promotion to be a level one stylist.
I think because I'm older, like, I always have been really focused. Like, there was, like, no other option really for mm-hmm. me. So, like, when I think the biggest part of it was, like, when I started working here, I was like, okay, like, we gotta, like, you know, really hit the ground running, like, keep everything on a good foot, like, make sure, like, that I'm taking every day for, like, everything that it is. Mm-hmm. And when I was a personal assistant, like, I genuinely, like, fully absorbed, like, everything Meg mm-hmm. was doing. Like, the way she talked to her clients, the formulas she would always go to, like, I was like, okay, like, write that down. Like, because I just felt like that was, like, something invaluable, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I shifted to being full-time, like, I feel like it's so weird to shift full-time because you're, like, you're so scared. Like, every chance that you get to, like, every opportunity is new, really. Like, you don't know what's coming in your chair, really. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's not like you're, like, pre-booked with a ton of clients. So you're, like, walking into every shift, like, did I Instagram stalk everyone? Yes. Did I, like, check what they, like, are working with? Yes. So you're so nervous. And I feel like the biggest thing for me, like, I always tell, like, all the girls, like, you're going to be scared. Like, you just have to do it regardless. Because mm-hmm. yeah. It is scary.
Yeah,
it is. Is that, so you actually did that in the beginning? Like, when you would have your day,
yeah.
you would go into Instagram or social media and try to find the clients to get an idea of what they were bringing to the yeah. table.
That's genius. And that's exactly what I would have been doing too. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that process. Like, what would you look for? Like,
I mean, I really just, like, it's so creepy now to think about it, but I would just, like, look them up on, like, Instagram or Facebook and be like, okay, like, I'd like putting a face to a name really. And yeah. like, kind of being like, do they have short hair? Do they have long hair? Like, what's the vibe going to be like? And yeah, I still do that.
I feel
yeah.
like this is such a powerful tool that we've never talked about this before, no, but we haven't. To be honest, like to be prepared for, you know, Joanne, whatever her name is, coming in and to be able to know, like, okay, she's a mom. Like mm-hmm. I can see she has kids on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. I know that her lifestyle is different than as if she were 22. Mm-hmm. And these are just like things to prepare me for how I'm going to go about this consultation. Like, I think that there's like so much value there. So shout out to you.
Well, like what Peyton was saying, being a younger, like a newer stylist to the floor, it's like going on a blind date with every one of your clients, not knowing anything about them, yep, what they yeah. like, what they look like. So now it's like different because now they have online dating, so you can like get to know someone before you actually meet them. Mm-hmm. So I think I it was bet. Genius yeah, what you were doing.
A lot of people do that, but aren't.
I think a lot of people definitely do.
They do. I mean, we do it for job interviews
every time.
Yeah.
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 Even with the suites, when we have potential mm-hmm. like members that are applying, we kind of backtrack. Like, well, I need to know a little bit about you before.
No one's yeah. sending, like, I mean,
they do the mind. Same to you.
Yeah, like, yeah of course. Yeah.
It's like the reverse is so true. Like, they're not like booking with someone like sight unseen. You
exactly.
know? I'm just leveling the playing field mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah. That's
great true. Move. I like it.
So you grew your clientele pretty quickly. How did you do that? What were the methods that you used?
So I like always have focused on like really, first of all, maintaining my technical skills. Like I didn't want to be on the floor and like not have the skills to back it up. So I immediately will like subscribe to like online, hair educators. I basically trained my algorithm on every social media platform to only show me hair videos and like tips and tricks and everything like that. And that's all I was interacting with for so long because I was like, there's so much out there. Like, I just want to be able to consume all of it. And I never wanted to be in a position where I'm like, genuinely, like, I have no idea how to go about this.
I'm so impressed. I know. You're so smart. Yep. So, at such a young so age.
It's a college degree.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm like, oh, you definitely got something out of college here.
Well, I don't know if like a lot of people know this, but you can actually like pay for a subscription through Instagram mm-hmm. to get content that only is like paid for.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. And who was the artist that you were
so doing? I have subscribed to a bunch of people like now and then. I like still do because I just feel like it's, if you're talking about new tips online, like, clients are also online. So they're going to, like, see that and be like, can you do this?
Right.
You know?
How long did it take you to get on the floor to be by yourself?
6 months.
6 months, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's quick. Definitely one of the quickest Heather, in our company. I gotta be honest,
hearing you say, oh my goodness, is like so out of character.
So G-rated.
Holy shit!
You guys know what I really wanted to say, but...
Oh my goodness, I was like...
Listen, I'm trying to keep it PG for the show, because I've cursed previously in these, and I don't like how I sound or look, so... Right, well, at least... Oh my goodness, leave my oh my goodness alone. Like, oh my goodness, like that has to be like one of our quickest...
I think like
you're setting records over here. I mean, like you're finishing college, you're getting a degree for the first in your family, you said.
You know what? I'm gonna add I'm that impressed. To the rest. From now on, we're only accepting applicants that have a 4-year degree. I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're like literally breaking records and they're 6 months out on the floor, like mm-hmm. but this is great. You're a goal getter. Is that what
so
I'm
far
to
we
say?
Have that you hone in on your skills.
Yeah.
You do the research before your people came mm-hmm. in. What other things were getting you from point A to point B in that initial?
Yeah. This is like not the answer everybody wants to hear, but like I did a lot of clients at a discount and I came in a lot. Like there were times where I was working like 4 or 5 days a week because I just like wanted to do anything just to get somebody in my chair. Like, I was, like, willing to, like, give them 20% off. I was willing to, like, advertise on every Facebook platform I could find. Like, hey, like, I'm looking for new clients. Like, I'm offering this 20% off deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that people talk down on that a lot now. And I understand why. But when I was first starting out, I was like, I just, like, one, need the practice. And two, like... It is what it is, you know? Yeah,
I think there's a time and place for it, though. Like, this industry, like, all the investment, all the sacrifice is up front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're sacrificing your time, like you said. You're working additional hours. You're discounting your services, sacrifice of money. Mm-hmm. But you understand the return that you're going to get years later. And I think the negative piece around those things are if you're doing that for the entirety of your career, 100%. You know?
I also think, though, in our industry, like, opportunities aren't always there. Like, our industry is up and down. Like, we're busy, then we're slow. We're busy, then we're slow. So, like, if you are slow and you need to make your own opportunities, because sometimes they're just not always going to come knocking.
Exactly.
So, I don't knock you for doing that at all. I think that was actually so smart that
it's a key. And in my opinion, like, listen up. Like, if you're on here listening, trying to see how you are successful from apprenticeship or graduating school to level 4, it is 100%. You are going to get out of this industry what you put in. If you're going to show up early, you're going to put the effort in, you're going to go into social media, you're really going to try and engage with guests and get people to come see you, you're going to build a phenomenal foundation for a great career. Now, opposite. If you're someone who's going to roll in 15 minutes late, wait for the front desk to feed you clients, it is going to be the hardest, most difficult experience of your life. Yeah. And I can tell you that from experience firsthand. We've watched it happen over and over. Now, you just saying it is really putting it into light and hearing how committed you were to your strategy. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you're this far into it and you've really had success with these methods. So shout out to you.
Speaking of the front desk feeding you, I'd be feeding them. I'd be bringing them in cupcakes every day. I'd be like, oh my God, you guys look beautiful today. Like, here's 50 bucks. Keep me in mind when a new client calls.
Yeah, there's like a completely different method, you know?
I'm going to pay everybody off.
Yes. I mean, that's what I would do if I was going to get new clients and build my book. I'd have everybody on board with
Tuesday,
trust me.
Donuts, Fridays, pizzas.
Chick-fil-A day. Like, just for front desk, though.
I'm kind of intrigued by this.
Seriously, I mean, like, think about it. They're the ones that are feeding you. Yeah. You're going to keep them happy.
Yeah, you know what?
I'd be best friends with everybody at that front desk. Mm-hmm. We're going for drinks Friday night, guys. I'm opening a tab.
That's hilarious.
On the flip side of that, what struggles and challenges have you had with, I don't know, growing so quickly?
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, I definitely am a person who struggles with, like, imposter syndrome, if that's what you want to call it. And, like, feeling like, especially when I jumped to level 3, like, I was like, oh my God, these numbers are scary. I was like, these numbers are scary now. Like, I really value, like, my clients' time and investment in me. Like, yeah, they're coming to hang out with me, and, like, I want to give them the best service possible. So because I, like, hold that in such high regard, like, it is scary to be like, oh my God, now you're like, I remember those days when my paychecks were $300 and I would save them to, like, go get my hair done. So mm-hmm. I'm like, this is, like, important, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like the other part of that is I'm my own worst critic. Like, you can't hurt my feelings because I've already hurt my own feelings before you got there.
I'm right there with you.
Anything you can say about me, I've said worse.
I agree with you. I'm that way too. Oh, they tell horrible. Me all the time.
Yeah.
It's horrible, but, like, this is a job that, like, it is hard on your mental, like, health a little bit. Like, you, especially when you hold that as such a high standard, because, like, when people don't come back, you're like, man, was it me? Like,
yeah,
you're like, was it me? Or, like, was it, did I do something? So I think that's been, like, the hardest part, like, especially because, like, now at this point, like, I've definitely lost clients. I know I have. And it hurts. It stings a little bit. Because I'm like, man, if you only knew what I'm doing on the back end, like, you'd appreciate it.
I think your struggle, though, in, like, in your past has really shined through with when you say, like, this is a lot of money. Like, you're very transparent about, like, what things cost mm-hmm. and making sure that the client's, like, fully aware of the investment that they're going to make, like, 100%. When they're with you. You know, 100%. That's never blurred for you.
No, because I know that, like, I said this at our class, like, we're in an era where people go online and they talk so heavily about, like, where they're spending their dollars and mm-hmm. like that they think that, like, they think a lot of hairstylists are overcharging and, like, for no reason. But I'm very, like, upfront about, like, this is why too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never going to just do something because I think, like, I think, like, I want to, you know, mm-hmm. like, if you want to have, like, bright blonde ends, but, like, you have, like, permanent color on there, it's going to take more time and more product and, like, maybe a conditioning treatment. Like, I understand that, like, it's an investment, but, like, if you want to get from point A to point B, like, you have to make it. So I'm always upfront, like, because I know that sometimes that's, like, at the end of the day, what people care about.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us more about that. I'm assuming that there's something you're doing in your consultation that is probably elevated and advanced kind of compared to what most people do. It sounds like you talk very deeply about the strategy, the plan, the mm-hmm. money, mm-hmm. like all of that. Now, that alone is going to develop a deeper emotional relationship. Right away, they're going to feel a trust.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a part of what has gotten your clients 100%. To be?
Okay. I am very honest. Like, I'm just, like, in general, a very blunt person, like, and not in a rude way, in a way that, like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. Like, I'm not going to, like, tell you something if it's not true. Like, I am very honest. So I kind of hold my consultations in, like, what do you want? Like, what's your dream? How, like, is your hair, like, feeling? Like, what struggles are you having with it? Like, how can I help you? And then, like, I take point A, tell you how we're going to get to point B. I go over the maintenance for something like that, and then I'll talk about pricing and timing for the day, because I think, like, sometimes people come in and they have no idea how long they're going to be there.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a huge thing, especially for moms.
Yeah.
And I'm upfront, like, I do take a long time, like, especially in my first appointment with someone, because I have no idea what's on your hair. I have no idea how it's going to lift. So my first appointment's usually a little bit longer than, like, moving forward.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I just try to hit all of those marks, because You can talk about everything else later in the appointment. Like, that's really, like, where we'll start.
I love that. That's, like, that's so impressive just because I feel like, for me, you know, I'm so busy. And I'm at the point, this is so bad, but I would sacrifice the overall end result for the timing. 100%. Same. Like, that's me right now. Like, same. I just don't have the time. I wish I did, but I do not. So, like, I'm cool being like, eh, this is good. As long as it's timing appropriate. Now, listen, like, if you were to sit down with me and say, you know, this is what you want. This is point A to point B. This is how long it's going to take. This is how much it's going to cost. I might turn around and be like, okay, well, I don't have that time today. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start with a root touch up and a glaze and a trim? That'll get me over. I'll come back in 3 weeks and we'll go for the whole thing. But if you were to keep me in your chair for 6 hours or three
and not give me the heads up,
yeah. I am going to be chomping at the bit to get out and I'm probably not coming back.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And I love the transparency there. And I'm like thinking back, like, I agree with you now, Mon. Like, that's my lifestyle too. I'm limited on time, but I'm thinking back, like, when I was in my 20s, and I would go to, like, get my hair done. And I actually would go out in Devon to get my hair done. And this was before you
were in school. I was going to say, you didn't go to your sister?
No, this was before she was in, she was, like, in high school still. But I used to go to this girl out in, I'm not going to name the salon. But anyway, and I remember being in my 20s, and it would be, like, a 3, 4, 5 hour long deal every single time I went. And then I had all the time in the world. But I remember sitting in that chair, and I'd be cringing because I'm like, oh, my God, like, I have a date tonight. Like, I got to get out of here. I need to get a shower. Like, I just, like, I always had something going on in my life then. And it's, like, time is just so important to people. So,
yeah. Wait, I'm also
it's so
laughing.
Important that
you were in the era that we didn't have smartphones. Yeah. You were reading every magazine in that place.
Oh, my God, no. I was the only thing I had was a Nokia. A Nokia cell phone. Do you guys remember that?
We played Snake on your
phone. Can you imagine
Tetris. I played
stuck
Tetris.
Stuck in a salon for that long
No,
back then.
Seriously. Yeah. Like, it was torture. And that's all it was. It was magazines. And it was like, oh my goodness. But yeah, the timing, even then, like, timing now is important, but timing in my 20s was important to me too. So, And I used to hate it because every time I went, I never knew how long I was going
to
be there.
Yeah, it's a good tip for the newbies to time expectations.
For sure. People appreciate that.
Big deal.
Consultation piece.
You just have to be honest. Like, I feel like even if you're slow, like, you explain why and how, and like, they're gonna be like, okay, like, I can like yes probably no. move some, yeah, right? Like, I can move something around.
Yeah. Two questions. Who do you look to for mentorship for your own career? Mm-hmm. And you recently became a mentor for us at our salon, so I want to talk to you about that a little bit too and your process there. Mm-hmm.
So I like to look for mentorship, like, obviously in-house. Like, there's so many people to choose from. But funny enough, I have been following Morgan since I was in beauty school. And I, like, love talking to her because I feel like we work the same way. And, like, we kind of dissect, like, projects the same way. So, like, when I was starting to double book, I was like, what did you do? And I, like, literally would go back in her schedule and be like, when Morgan was a level 3, what did she book?
You
like,
did? Wow, yeah. That's so smart. Wow. I would have never thought to do that.
Yeah.
I was mind blown. You should write a book.
Yeah. And you and Morgan have similar, like, backstories. Like, she was a teacher. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I, like, love picking her brain about things, and I, like, love talking to her just about, like, what she thinks I should do or, like, what, how she, like, you know, she was like, I literally booked 60-minute haircuts until, like, 2 weeks ago. I was like, no way. I was like, I could do that. Yeah. I was like, 60 minutes, I love that.
To ease the transition of double booking, yeah.
And obviously Meg, like, she, when she was my mentor, like, I came from a position where, like, I felt like not a lot of the people I worked with really liked me. So when I was working with Meg, I was like, I just, like, loved being around her and, like, being around her clients and everything, and I just, like, really took in every moment. And then I obviously looked through, like, social media. I love Rag & Beauty. She's, like, she's an icon. Like, she's really making waves in our industry, and, like, it would be crazy not to, like, look up to her, you know? She's, like, inventing techniques. She's, like, tailoring techniques. She's perfecting them. And I just, like, love that. I feel like it's so relatable. And now that I'm a mentor, I also, like, the way it happened was basically I would work Saturdays. Well, I still work Saturdays, but everybody would come up to me and be like, what do you think I should do?
Yeah, like naturally.
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, like, can you help me with this? And I'm like, sure, whatever, you know?
What level are you mentoring?
Right now, so what's weird?
It's like a mix.
Yeah. I have two level ones and a level two. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just the way things feel. Yeah. But, yeah. So I was really used to, like, already giving a lot of advice while I was at work. And I like helping people through problems because I feel like that's what we do behind the chair anyway. Like, you're helping people solve a problem. And like I said in the beginning, this is a scary job. Like, especially, I cannot imagine being, like, 20 years old and being, like, using chemicals on people's head, you know? Like, or, like, thinking, like, oh, man, like, how am I supposed to do this? So I really just, like, try to give people the how and the why so that they, like, can use that knowledge moving forward. But I love being a mentor. Like, I, like, take my, like, mentorship very seriously.
She
does.
When we were, like, talking about, like, who she was going to mentor, I, like, tried to make a little change. She was like, actually, like, I already have this figured out, and, like, sent me over, like, a plan, like, a written out plan of, like, what their struggles were and what they needed to do to get, like, to fix it. So, like,
that's incredible.
Yeah. Like, do you consider yourself, like, a leader?
No.
But no. I wanted to ask that because I really feel like you have all the characteristics of a true leader.
I think I just like helping people. Like, yeah. I feel like it makes me upset, especially when, like, people close to me are, like, really struggling with things. So, like, I can see that they're trying so hard. Like, what you were saying earlier, like, people are putting in the effort. They are posting on socials. They just don't know how to get results out of it. And so I am really there to, like, be like, well, you're doing this, but maybe if you tweak it this way, like, you get more people in your chair. Or, like, if you reach out to people or, like, follow all of them on Instagram, like, they'll come back to you because they have your Instagram already. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Would you say most of your clients were through Instagram? Mm-hmm. And then is there, like, a secondary?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. Okay. I've always given everybody after their first appointment with me, or tried to, like, I know I slip up sometimes, but I'll give everybody my card and my Instagram, and I'm, like, always accessible via there. And I remember, like, when I was first on the floor, I had this one client who was in high school. Oh, I still have her. And I remember doing her hair, and she wanted, like, a full foil, no root tap, nothing. I was, like, sweating. I was like, oh, no. And I just really liked her, and she kept coming back, and she's referred, like, all of her friends to me. And, like, now I do, like, their whole friend group.
Oh, that's the best.
That is the best. I love that.
And they're literally, like, so fun to hang out with. So I'm like, this is just, like, the best of both worlds. Like, yeah. I met all of them when they were sophomores, and now they're, like, going to college, and it's, like, crazy. But,
so fun.
Yeah, but they've, like, I have a whole, like, architecture corporate, like, firm that comes to me. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about your business. If, like, you're keeping your clients happy mm-hmm. so much that they're sending all their coworkers and friends to you.
Yeah. My client on Monday was like, I walked into the break room and people were talking about you. I was like,
that's amazing. That is so good.
She was like, yes. I'm going to see her soon.
That's amazing. You've succeeded for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the traits and the qualities that I'm noticing with you are just you're super honest. Mm-hmm. You have this, like, natural drive to help people, which you've mentioned, and that goes for your clientele, but also within the salon, which is why you're a mentor 3 years in, mm-hmm. Which is so
not
amazing.
Even, man. Like,
yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I've only been behind the chair for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy incredible. To think
what,
about.
3 years in September?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this episode's going to have to be required for our apprentices going into level
well,
one.
Well, that's what I want to know. So like, walk us through, like, a day in your life when you're behind the chair. Like, what
like
happened?
Like, now?
Whatever you want. Like, yeah. Whatever's gotten you here, really. Mm-hmm. Like, what were, like, some of the key things that you did, like, every day that you feel like have gotten you where you are now?
Like I said, I feel like having that technical background really does help. Like, if you're not, like, taking classes and, like, investing in online education, like, you're going to fall behind because you're just relying on the same things. And, like, sometimes you do need to tweak things, like, just – and even, like, getting a fresh perspective, like, helps keep you, like, on your toes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But so that's before. And then during my day, I'll go through, you know, I, like, keep my – consultation is the same for everybody, but if I do have a new client, like, I will book them up. And
what are you doing before you start your day?
Before I start my
like,
day?
Like, are you, like, do you get to the salon, like, 15 minutes before? Are you there 30 minutes?
I run really late.
Oh, wow. See, that surprises me.
I'm, like, a very, like, type A, like, coded person, but I'm very type B. Like, everything about me says I should be very, like, rigid and, like, but I'm kind of go with the flow at the end of the day. Like, I was an accountant, but, like, I will be, like, 10 minutes before my client.
Okay. Do you prep? Do you use a planner? Do you get a strategy in place? And maybe even it's mental, but I'm just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I will look at my day ahead and I'll, like, kind of see, like, I always plan in advance for, like, openings and everything. Like, I'm, like, constantly posting about whatever's open. And then I used to use my planner a lot. But now, since I'm, like, working day by day, like, in order to, like, when I'm, like, more focused on, like, level jumping, I'll, like, go day by day in my notes app and I'll just write, like, you know, benchmark myself, like, I'll, like, tally, like, everything we have to tally up, and I'll keep that, like, very consistent, because that helps me keep on track, cool, rather than, like, pre-planning.
Now, let's say you have a six-hour shift, you had a last-minute cancellation for 30 minutes, what are you doing in that 30 minutes?
So, in my 30-minute break, I'll post content, I'll post on my stories, I will...
I mean, obviously, like, you're not eating.
I'll eat. And then, or I'll just, like, talk to everybody, see what they're doing, like, what they're going through that day, like, you know, I'm kind of just, like, vibing around, but I take my days off, like, very lax, and I, like, do a lot of, like, my at-home education, like, on my days off, so I'm prepared for, like, if I'm ever feeling, like, in a rut or anything. I don't have any, like, daily rituals, really. Like, I know that that's probably what you're thinking, but...
What about, like, posting? Like, is that a day-off thing? Is that something you do during your time at work?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. I've, like, gotten a little more lax about my posting. I'll, like, mostly post on stories now. But I... When I give everyone my Instagram, if they don't follow me first, I'll follow them first.
So this is key. Like, I think a lot of people are like, I tried social media, I post openings, but, like, no one's, like, gonna see it if you're, like, putting it on your stories and your clients aren't following. Like, you do, like, follow up after to make sure that your clients are following. Like, Aunt Tina and Grandma Joe ain't gonna care that you have an 11:30 opening tomorrow. Like, I'm sorry. So I think the process that you have of making sure that when your clients leave, like, if they don't follow you, you follow them, that's huge.
Yeah, I have a close friend story that I use for my clients. So if you're, like, my one-time client or, like, a repeat client, I'll add you to my close friend story. And that's where I'll post my openings first before I post them on my public
story. This is genius. Yeah. And this is Lindsay, our Lindsay Hilden. She's big on this, too.
Yeah.
She, like, drives it home nonstop to the newbies, like, make sure your clients follow you. Make sure your clients follow you. Make sure you're connected with them for sure. Yep. And I think it makes a huge difference.
100%.
What would you say your success rate is when you're trying to fill a last minute appointment?
It depends on the time of year, I think, too. Okay. Like, sometimes even just by posting, I'll get, like, a random person, which is funny. Yeah. Like, I'll post a last minute opening and, like, a friend of a friend will see that and then they'll tell their friend. And that's how I get new clients.
All right, Peyton, if you could give yourself advice from when you first started out as a stylist in the industry, what would it be?
I always tell, like, the people that I'm mentoring and everything, like, don't take criticism from anyone you wouldn't take advice from, because I think there's a lot of voices and there's a lot of, like, chatter, and, like, even if that's yourself, like, you have to just, like, you know, seek that out from people you really do respect, and, like, that's who you're gonna learn from. Like, if you don't like the way someone is running their business, like, don't take their opinion to heart. You know, they're always going to have their opinions about what you're doing. But because I think it is, like, a very saturated industry now, too, like, there's so many things coming at you from all sides. So if you can kind of drown that out and just, like, look to those people you really look up to, like, that does help a lot.
Yeah, I mean, definitely somebody's opinion that you don't look up to could definitely knock you down some.
100%.
So I like that.
It's great advice.
I'm so impressed with you. Yeah. I feel like you really have created this, like, innovative system that could benefit so many people. So thank you so much for sharing all of it with us and with the audience too, because I just, some of these things were mind blowing for me.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
You're very accomplished for your young age. I know you said you feel old, but you're not. When you told me what year you graduated high school, I was like, there's no way. But anyway, like, I mean, you have a degree, you have a cosmetology license, you have a book, you have a mentorship like behind you. You have a lot going for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you should be proud of yourself.
I am. I'm pretty grateful for everything. Good. Like, I feel like I practice a lot of gratitude, and that's like great. I love to manifest, so I feel like that helps a lot too.
Well, we're very grateful to have you on our team.
Yeah. I also feel like that is something that I've noticed with you this whole entire time, is just how like gracious you are and how accepting, and just I feel like you have this sense of gratitude that doesn't always happen. Mm-hmm. And there's a line between like entitlement and gratitude
and just victim mentality that you don't have, which I love.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where can the people find you on Instagram?
On Insta at hairxpeyton.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Peyton.
Thank you so much. This was good.